Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Toucher.
I didn't get to be a sports expert until 2009.
Rich.
You would think you were at a children's birthday party.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They got to change these beds. I was thinking that this weekend. I'm like, not that they're bad, it's just...
Cherish the love.
Is that this song?
No.
Is this Tommy Impala? Am I saying that right? Is it Tame Impala? It's spelled Tame. It's kind of like your guy Case on the Bruins.
Yeah, Case.
Kasha.
No, Case. Now, I will tell you this, is that, Rich, everyone's got coronavirus fever.
Okay, so this weekend, was this the weekend that put things over the top? Like with...
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Toucher.
I didn't get to be a sports expert until 2009.
Rich.
You would think you were at a children's birthday party.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They got to change these beds. I was thinking that this weekend. I'm like, not that they're bad, it's just...
Cherish the love.
Is that this song?
No.
Is this... Tommy Impala, am I saying that right? Is it Tame Impala? It's spelled Tame. It's kind of like your guy Case on the Bruins.
Yeah, Case.
Kasha.
No, Case. Now, I will tell you this, is that, Rich, everyone's got coronavirus fever.
Okay, so this weekend, was this the weekend that put things over the top? Like with the paranoia about the coronavirus?
Yeah, because they'll say something like a dozen more cases.
Okay, so...
And you're like, there's like a billion people.
However, this is the first... And maybe it's just because I haven't had a chance to talk to actual people during the week.
There's 89 people with coronavirus
in
the country.
However, now it's really close to here. As a matter of fact, Rhode Island, there's now two cases. And it came from a school trip... A Catholic high school in Pawtucket, as a matter of fact. St. Raphael Academy was sponsored by them. And a teacher, a bunch of students, they ended up going over to Italy, France, and Spain. And at first, one of the 40-year-olds, they're not saying it was one of the teachers, but I'm assuming that's who it was with them, was the first one to test positive for the coronavirus. And I guess he hadn't gotten back to school yet, which I guess is a good thing. But then now we're finding out that one of the students also has contracted the coronavirus who was on that trip. And they're also saying an adult in her 30s was on the same trip that they're keeping an eye on. Meanwhile, the 14 kids, I believe, who are on that trip are all being quarantined for, I think it's 2 weeks. So they can't leave. And that way they're taking a look to see if they end up getting any of the symptoms. Because it takes a while sometimes if you have it. Not sometimes. That's the weird thing about the coronavirus is you can have it for up to 2 weeks before you feel any symptoms.
Well,
so that's why they
told
keep you quarantined.
By a doctor on Saturday that there's a bunch of people that it's asymptomatic in most people. In that if you have it, you won't even know you have it at any point.
That, yeah, with some people that
happens. And the kids don't, the youngsters don't get it.
Well, I mean, you got a high schooler.
No. Like young kids.
Like little kids? Okay.
Don't get it.
Well, that might,
apparently.
I mean,
impervious.
That might be the case. But now it's at the point where.
You challenge doctors?
Well, there's people now.
Rich PhD?
Absolutely.
Mr. Rich Wizard?
They used to call me in college when I was a dungeon master.
If you make a light bulb go on through a potato, then we can talk about your science.
That we can. So it's at the point now where I started having conversations with people this weekend, and I actually know of not one but two people who have already stockpiled food.
Yeah, I have said this before, is that, and I know the guy's not listening, so I can say it full, loud and proud, is that there is a gentleman that I know who has not only has a doomsday, this is not even for the coronavirus, but has a doomsday prep area in his home, but he has also laminated a sheet with the, illustrating the stock of food he has, and unbeknownst to him, his wife will go down and just like grab stuff and take it.
Right.
It's like already in the house.
Isn't that a Far Side skit where it's the end of the world or in the bunker and there's all those cans? Or like, would you bring the can opener? And it's just like,
Well, they got like Xanax in there and she'll like go down and like take the Xanax.
Sure, it's a place to hide and just, you know, survive room.
Yeah, like, and if like.
it's to do your drugs away from the kids.
Instead of, like, you know, going to the grocery store in a pinch, she'll go down to the doomsday prep room.
Sure. Dude, everyone's going out of town because of spring break.
Yeah,
over the next couple of weeks. Is anybody else, like, really starting to think, maybe I shouldn't do this? Like, especially if you're going to a different country, like, aren't you kind of thinking twice about this?
I'm going to another country. I'm leaving the continental United States.
All right. So, because now it's at a point where it's not even about catching the virus.
It's about being
trapped there.
Yeah, trapped.
And them not letting you back. Because apparently that's happening with a decent amount of people. I mean, you've heard about, I know somebody who's traveling to Japan and they're still going. Like, wouldn't you cancel your trip?
Yes, absolutely.
To Japan?
Are they going for work?
No, they're going for enjoyment.
Well, for either way, first of all, if I was going for work, I'd cancel it immediately. Because who needs that flight?
I mean, you're going to be able to get right on all the rides at Disney World Japan if it's open.
A Disney World Japan?
There's a Universal in Japan. They're going to be the first one to have Super Nintendo Land, which is going to be awesome. However, I don't know if there's
that right there is enough reason to go take the 20-hour flight right there.
You got to do it. But, I mean, it was weird because I wasn't really that worried about it until I started hearing all this stuff about how you shouldn't travel because you're going to be stuck in these places. It's not even that you get sick. And now there's all this stuff about how people are stockpiling food. From what I heard, a friend of mine apparently went to Whole Foods this weekend and said it was absolutely slammed. And there's stuff missing from the, like, canned food missing from the stores.
Well, there is Fierce, who you know, mm-hmm. Went to a CVS or whatever drugstore in D.C. And the, like, vitamins for, like, we're all gone. Like, the, like, immunity vitamins all gone.
Well, the hand sanitizer's gone. There was that one picture that went viral. There was a reporter who went over to, I think, like, one of the warehouse stores, like BJ's or something like that. And a guy had just come out with, like, three giant boxes of condoms and a thing of coconut oil.
I saw that. Yeah.
That's what he was stocking up on.
Yeah.
But Target was like...
Who's wearing condoms?
It's a good shirt. But Target was sold out of hand sanitizers in a lot of places.
What are you, four?
Or you're just a responsible human being, Fred. What are you, a pig? Don't be a pig. Oh, and somebody's right. They say it's close to Rhode Island, Rich. A student at UMass. Right? That's right there. I'm pointing at UMass. Right, pointing at UMass.
There
right
it is. Now. It's over there.
I think it's UMass Amherst.
Is it UMass Amherst? Oh, or UMass Boston.
It's Amherst.
It's the real UMass. Okay.
Amherst, however, there was one person being treated at Tufts, which is not too far from where I am, and that was one of the first cases here. He was like coming home from visiting Wuhan, China, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And they found, he was one of the first guys here in America.
I'll bring it close to home for you, Rich. You want a little paranoia? Nick was in the Azores recently, and they just had their first confirmed case. He was not feeling well last week.
Interesting.
And everyone's right, not Nick? Feeling well.
Nick.
Well, now is the time to miss work.
You should see the look on his face. He's like,
now there, if there was ever a time to just call in sick, that's the time.
Oh, amen, sure. Brother. Oh, there's no question.
Yeah. I mean, no one's going to question you. I mean, if you're not supposed, it specifically says not to come into work. Even internal emails were like, don't come into work if you feel at all sick.
Yep. And you usually do it middle of the week to avoid suspicion. That's how I'd do it.
Is that how you did it?
That's how I did it.
You were just living the life?
I'm just kicking back, baby.
The life for Riley.
Yeah.
George, go ahead. You didn't have enough time off with that cancer of yours.
Yes, right.
George.
Hey, what's up there, George?
So a little more backstory on that school from Rhode Island. The 40-year-old is actually the vice principal there at St. Ray's.
Okay.
And his wife is an elementary school teacher in the city of East Providence.
Is that the 30-year-old that they're mentioning in these stories? They won't be specific, obviously. And we don't know if this is true, by the way. I'm just listening from you.
No. So that's not the 30-year-old. The 30-year-old is a dean at the school. So the vice principal's family actually went into voluntary quarantine when he got home, and he said he wasn't feeling well. So he's confirmed with the virus, but the family immediately went into voluntary quarantine.
Oh, geez, that's man. Like the episode of Saved by the Bell where Mr. Tuttle and Mr. Belding were in quarantine.
We just got tweets saying, I live in Rhode Island. Not a single Lysol bottle or hand sanitizer, Clorox wipes, or disinfecting products at the Walmart near my house.
See, if you got the coronavirus at home, it wouldn't be bad because you just get to chill out for a couple weeks.
Or you could die.
You're not going to die if you're a healthy person. The only people dying are super old. If you get 2 weeks off, you could sleep.
Well, this has been your theory for a long time.
Yeah,
you'd rather have the flu. Give Fred Toucher the flu.
That guy who was the Iranian prime minister's assistant looks like a fairly healthy guy. He's like, isn't he like the health minister? Deputy health minister. No, he just died. He's a health minister.
He died or he was
he died?
Well, yeah, because he refused to. I mean, he got up there and he was talking to people.
But your theory on the flu is wrong, Fred. It is. It's wrong. It's not pleasant. Not something that
no, it's not
relaxing
pleasant,
at all.
But you can sleep.
I don't know, man. I'm keeping an eye on all this flight stuff. Because everyone's going out of town for spring break. If you've got kids, this is the month that you're doing it. You're heading out of town.
You're heading out of town too, correct?
See, but I'm staying in the United States now, but I am going to Barcelona in April. So that's the one I'm keeping my eye on. I'm like, okay.
Yep.
Oh, no, that's going to be.
Now, you would go to Aruba?
Yeah. I think I would, yeah.
It's a direct flight, so I don't have to go through, Miami or anything.
Yeah, I think I would do that.
Well, I mean, it's too late now.
All I know is it's spent. This is like porn for doomsday preppers. As I said, my Mary's father has a plot of land in the middle of nowhere, Florida, that's a doomsday plot, like an underground bunker.
What a great investment.
It's the best investment ever because if you're the guy taking their money, let's say it is the end of the world and the people show up and you realize, oh, you didn't build a bunker, then what are you going to do, get your money back? No, it's the end of the world.
Right.
No, my money didn't mean anything.
Well, it's great if you're the, salesman that's selling them, if you're the tonic salesman that is selling magical plots, that's great for you. As the consumer, I would say that is entirely a waste of money.
Are these companies letting people get their money back? Like if they plan trips to like Italy, are you able to get like a refund now?
I would imagine not.
That's kind of an a-hole move.
Well, listen, baby, that's the cutthroat way of Wall Street in business. That's why the market tanked. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
No free rides, baby. All right. Do you have a doomsday room? 617-779-0985.
Are you prepping? Like, do you have a doomsday plot?
That's
right. Do you have a bunker that you've stocked up? Are you a doomsday prepper? I would like to hear from you.
There are 89 cases of the coronavirus in this vast country of ours.
You know what? Are you listening to us right now in your quarantine? I'd like to know.
Well, chances are no, considering there's 89 cases.
But there's a bunch right down the street from us, right at Pawtucket.
How many?
I mean, all the people in that class who traveled.
Two?
No.
Dancing,
no,
two.
Two people infected, but all the people who took the trip are quarantined.
Yeah, this Pawtucket people listen to the program.
Sure.
I would hope so. I mean, that's where the money's made. All right, so we will return.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Boston sports fans start their day with Thatcher and Rich.
No, Fred, come on, man. This is a family radio show.
No, it's not. Not really.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
.985 the Sports Hub. We're Thatcher and Rich. There are 89 cases of the coronavirus in the United States. And I guess people in Pawtucket, two people have had it. And Rich is becoming very concerned.
Well, now it's at the point where I'm starting to think about it a lot. Matter of fact, the NCAA, I don't know if you saw this, the Players Association came out talking about the upcoming March Madness. And they said, in the wake of the emerging coronavirus pandemic, the NCAA and its colleges should take precautions to protect college athletes. They should also make the actions public and when they will be taken. He said, in regards to the March Madness tournament, other athletic events, there should be a serious discussion about holding competitions without an audience present.
Yes.
So the Players Association, the national, like the NCAA Players Association, is pushing for March Madness to happen with no players or no audience there to watch it.
Well, that seems would just reasonable because up through the conference tournaments, there's no danger. It's only when the March Madness hits where things could go awry.
See, that's why this is getting weird, is because now we're at a point where strange things are happening. Like the Louvre has been shut down in Paris. That's like one of the biggest museums in the world. They've completely shut it down. And I know Paris is just kind of one of the new fresh ones that's getting a decent amount of cases. On top of that, you've got there have been warnings on, obviously not quite as serious. You have to tell the sports pope his Diet Cokes might not be coming in. They're warning a Diet Coke and a Coke Zero shortage because of the coronavirus. It might be shutting down several of the plants in which they make them. Mm. The 2020 Olympics right now, there's talk about possibly canceling the Olympics.
That's the real danger. Tokyo. I mean, that's what, 2, 3, 4 months away? Whatever it is. It's right around the corner. That's the big danger. If you're an Olympic athlete and you trained all this time and you're on the Olympic team, you have to think twice before going, do you not?
I don't remember people freaking this out about something like
this. It's not even people. It's that all of the regulations and all of the things that have been canceled. I mean, I don't remember anything like this, to this extent.
Because there's been much more fatal pandemics before.
But maybe one that didn't spread this quick. And that might be the difference.
Because I think that the death rate towards the last one that broke out was significantly higher than this
one. Talking about SARS or the bird flu? N1? What was the other one? Zika?
I think the Zika virus had a very high mortality rate comparatively to this.
Ebola?
Yeah, all of those were sweet. Let me see here. Ben, you are in a quarantine?
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
So my brother goes to St. Rayfield Academy. I graduated in 14. He probably doesn't have it. I probably don't have it. But my boss doesn't know that.
Oh, God.
That's what I'm saying is if you're going to take the time off.
I mean, if you were just anywhere near that situation, I think the right thing to do as a responsible human being is to stay home for 14 days.
Well, the thing they say is that if you, I mean, these are company mandated. They say if you are feeling at all sick, to not come into work.
Italian soccer matches are being played in empty stadiums. And there's even talk about canceling the rest of the season, I'm being told.
Oh, I was about to go to Italy for some soccer matches.
Dude, I'm going to a soccer match. That's why I'm going to Barcelona. I'm going to an FC Barcelona game.
That's entirely why you're going?
It's one of the main reasons. Also, because I've never been to Barcelona.
So, that's going to be fun for about 10 seconds.
Oh, are you kidding me? You've never wanted to go to like a...
I have, but I...
Oh, well, you see, to me,
I know
can't
I would
wait.
Be bored.
See, that's bucket list stuff. I've always wanted to go to like an FC Barcelona game, especially when you've got, what's his name playing there? Messi and a Messi and a Messi.
Right. Who else plays for the FC Barcelona?
Dude, I have no idea. I just know Messi plays there.
That's right. So you can see them knock the ball around for a nice 0-0
draw. Dude, the crowds. From what I've been told, it's like a Stanley Cup final game with foreign accents and a lot more anger. It sounds awesome.
Well, I was going to go to they didn't have the Premier League playing when I was in London, and I was going to go to this other like soccer match, and my friend who goes there all the time gave me a list of all the things you couldn't wear. Mm-hmm. And so I said, all right, well, this may not be the best idea. I'm not going to go. Ben, go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Influencer. Fred, how are you, sir?
Yes, I'm influencing at Fred Tutcher as we speak on Instagram.
I have 7 burner accounts just to follow you constantly.
Thank you.
This is the wise words of said influencer. Didn't you at one point say, look, you only get one shot at this crazy marble?
Yeah.
I mean, we're all going to die, baby. Just go down swinging, right?
That's what I say. We're all going to die. Right.
Why I follow you. That is why I follow you.
Yeah, people say, they go, you got to go plant-based. And I said, you know, that's not how I choose to live. They say, stop smoking crack. And I'm like, eh. Gonna die anyway, baby. Might as well go out with a rock in your hand.
A rock in your hand? To do what exactly?
A crack rock.
Oh, sorry.
Poindexter.
Oh.
Learn about the crack game.
That's my fault.
I'll have you sucking that glass, baby. Don't worry about it. Todd, go ahead. Next.
Good luck.
Next golf. On the way there, I'm gonna have you smoking crack. Todd, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
Heading to Japan at the end of April. Not worried at all. I'm supposed to go to a Tokyo Giants game at the Tokyo Dome. I'm going to a pro wrestling show. The only thing that's stopping me is a travel ban, is if my friends in Japan tell me, don't board the plane, but, Rich, go to Barcelona. Go to that game. Like, I would not worry about this at all. Just wash your hands like you should have been the whole time.
Well, I'm not the one you got to be talking about washing his hands with.
Yeah, I still refuse to wash my hands. Isn't it viral?
Yeah, but they say to wash your hands.
Yeah, but I don't understand how that would stop a virus.
Because if someone coughs on your hands and you touch your mouth, watch that movie Contagion. If you want nightmares, if you really want to know how fast
this thing
can spread.
Why would I watch something that's going to bother me?
Well, because it's fun. Sometimes you like to...
I get enough in my own brain. I've created enough.
Then just don't watch the news, because it's way more terrifying than watching Contagion.
Well, I'll tell you this, is that I won't let my kids watch the news. Because it's far more grim than anything that's on television.
Oh, there's no question. There's no question.
And all they do is ask questions about what's going on, and they feel that everyone's going to get murdered.
But the fact that now there's somebody at UMass, and that it's in Pawtucket, and now you've got like all these people who are being quarantined, they're going and asking, who did you know, and all this stuff. Now it's starting to feel a little real. And also, you're starting to see just how fast the number is growing at such an exponential rate.
It's only 89 people.
Yeah, but I mean, how much was it a week ago? It was like two here.
Okay, well, now there's 89.
All right. It's building at, what is that, like times 40 a week?
How many people are in the, times 40 a week, good. I mean, how many people are in this country?
300 million.
Yeah, so there's 89 out of 300 million people.
This is how it starts, though, Fred. I think it's time to panic. Specifically, it's time for you to panic.
All I want is I don't want to be quarantined in a room in Aruba.
Well, that's the problem, is that you're going to go to a place and you're going to be trapped there because of a travel restriction. That's the thing you got to worry about.
I thought it doesn't do well in the... Or that was Trump that said that. It doesn't do well in the sun.
I've heard nothing that says that.
Neither have I.
Is that when the sun comes out, well, it Trump all said, dies, right?
Trump said warm water, right? Warm
well, he weather. Also said magically it would go away. So, I mean...
Yeah. Nothing to see here.
It's a hoax.
It's Kevin Bacon.
That's the thing.
The end of Animal House.
Aruba's an island, and just I can just picture like someone from a foreign land goes there where there's the coronavirus...
No escaping.
And everyone flips out, and then you're like stuck on this island. So I'll be worried about that the entire time. I'm not worried about getting it because I'm not going to die from it. But
you don't know that.
Yes, I. No one healthy is dying from it.
That's exactly right.
I'm healthy enough. I don't have high blood pressure.
That's good. That's good. You're improving slowly.
Dude, they were like...
I've lost 10 pounds, stupid.
Good. Sony canceled at PAX East. They didn't even show up.
But that's because Sony's a Japanese corporation.
But I mean, but it's in Boston.
No. But they would be bringing people in from Japan.
Oh, you see, I just thought it was like America's Sony people.
I mean, if Sony is a big... I mean, you don't think they'd bring people from corporate?
Well, I think most of those corporations that were at PAX East are from...
Yeah, so I would... East. I would,
and they...
I mean, I would argue that... Well, no, a lot of them aren't coming.
Well, no. It already happened. Like, okay. Sony was the only one that I know that canceled.
No, there was another one that canceled.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they're Japanese corporations. So, there you go. Well, listen, everyone, bread and water. Bread and milk. That's all you need. I just like how, like, you have to get supplies because you can't leave the house. Like you know, someone's watching you.
No, it's if you're if you're quarantined.
If I'm quarantined, that doesn't mean I can't leave. This is America, baby.
That's an a-hole thing to do, though.
So? I need some snacks.
Daddy needs some peanut butter at the store.
Yeah, if I want some Fritos.
She's gonna cough on the Uber Eats guy? Is that what it is?
No, I'm just gonna go out to the I'm gonna go out and get some toes.
Hmm? Yes, yes.
All right. We will be back. Everyone I guarantee I'm quarantined in Aruba. I guarantee it. I guarantee there's a travel ban. And then that's the worst when something's out of your hands. And it's completely out of your control, mm-hmm. and you're at the mercy of, like, powers way above your control. That is just fun. But I have no travel insurance. Mm. Yes, Dan.
As a precaution over abundance, which everybody loves to use that, could you just bring your little broadcast box with you to...
That would be my main concern.
to ship that down there, so...
My main concern would be to do the show.
Okay. We appreciate it.
If I was in quarantine, I would really want to do the show.
Need something to do in the morning.
Yes, it's called sleeping. it's the newest craze. It's called sleep. All right, so we'll be back. Here are the headlines.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich. 98.5 Sports.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
Al, I would love to know where I'm going to be living this year, but I don't know that yet. But hopefully somewhere nice, and whatever my husband is happy playing, so we will see.
98.5, the Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich. If you live in New York or Boston, you realize there was an abundance of Summer's Eve on the drugstore shelves. It's because two of the biggest douchebags in the region were at the Syracuse Orange men game.
Jimmy Fallon.
And Julian Edelman.
Why were they there again?
Someone called it and said there was like a billionaire.
A mediocre team playing a horrible team.
I think Jimmy Fallon was filming a bit there because he went and he was in front of the band.
I bet
and
you it's really funny.
I probably is.
I wonder if he breaks.
I have a feeling he might start laughing in the middle of it. But the one thing that you did see was a video on television of Julian Edelman pointing at Tom Brady saying, he's saying he's staying, he's coming back. He's coming back. And Tom Brady for a moment looks horribly uncomfortable. And then under his breath, it looked like he mouthed the words, he's not. And as
but
I said,
some people are saying he said he's a nut.
He's a nut. Come on. He's a nut? You think that's what he said?
I mean, like, if you got a friend like Julian, it's hold on to your hat.
It's Jules.
Just Jules being Jules.
Jules came out with a t-shirt that was like, Tom's Please Stay, Tom 2020.
I think that he might be hitching his wagon to the popularity of Tom Brady.
Dude, I'd be doing the same thing if I'm him. I'm begging for him to say.
You know what's strange is that I would not. I would try to build my own brand.
Well, he has. He's got the JE11 thing.
Yes,
right there.
It's huge. It's gone. It's right up there with the Travis Scott sneakers. It's he's really graded something.
Surprisingly big.
I see you and I like I follow. First of all, I follow the sneaker game.
Mm-hmm.
There has never been an entire time of all the thousands of shoes that they have focused on that anyone was attached any value to JE11.
Well, I don't think JE11 has sneakers. I think it's just
Then why the hell does he... Why that first thing I would do is have sneakers.
Shirts, hats, merchandise, which I'm telling you, go to any Celtics game, go to any, sporting event, there's JE11 stuff.
Yeah.
And I hate to admit it, it's everywhere.
Maybe in Boston at sporting events.
Yes, Boston.
That seems to be very, a very niche situation.
That's true.
If you're going to a sporting event in Boston...
I would say that the city your team is in, you would definitely sell the most merchandise.
Yeah, but I don't think that when I go to Rube, there's going to be a lot of JE11 popping around.
I'm being told that Puma makes JE11 sneakers.
They do. Yes. People reach out to me and say, yes, they do exist. JE11 Puma sneakers.
Oh,
okay. So
how do I not own a pair?
Because good luck.
They look like pumps. Bring back the pump.
He did a collaboration with the dude from Maroon 5.
I just clicked on the JE11 website and it says children's book. Oh yeah, Stay Tom 2020, a quarterback you can trust. It looks like a political thing.
That's great.
And instead of like
I'm Brady, I'm suing the hell out of
him. Instead of a donkey or an elephant, it's a goat. That's his political symbol.
Again, if I'm Tom Brady, I'm saying if you're making a dime off of this, I'm getting 9 cents.
You better pay me. But, I mean, it has been pretty fantastic. And if
it was. The lip reading and the conversation, if them FaceTiming with Vrabel was real.
Okay, tell me, okay, if they're really FaceTiming with Mike Vrabel, because you're the only one I've known
I don't believe that.
Oh, okay, all right. You just saw someone say...
I've just heard conversation that it might have been Photoshopped. I don't think it was.
If that's real, give those two guys credit, because that's an awesome troll job. Because they know people are going to be watching. They said, oh, let's see how funny this is. Let's get Mike Vrabel on FaceTime and see just how much people's heads explode.
Then the theory I've heard from people that are... you know, Brady deniers, saying that Brady would... I actually heard this. It was national. That Brady would be hesitant. The very reason why Brady was on the phone with Vrabel is the same reason he would not go to Tennessee, is that Vrabel has attended the Kentucky Derby with Tom Brady, so they're two bros. And so, like, he wouldn't want to go play with a bro. Like, he would just, like... Lots of theories. Did you know that Vrabel has gone to the Kentucky Derby with Tom Brady?
I haven't heard that anywhere.
No.
Well, I haven't seen pictures for years of all of them together with their hats.
When this station goes national in the afternoon on Sundays, that's exactly what I heard.
Well, I mean, what's fantastic about all this is that despite all of these things swirling around and Giselle with that clip that I played at the very beginning saying she wants to live somewhere nice, you know, if
which takes Justin Hill off the team.
It might. Tommy Curran had an article that basically kind of puts a little damper on the Mike Giardi story, that it sounds like the Patriots, you know, aren't really hot on bringing Tom Brady back in the first place. He said the Patriots want Tom Brady to play quarterback for them in 2020. This is from Tommy Curran. There are financial hoops to jump through. There are personal obstacles to clear. Understandings on both sides need to be reached. But the Patriots want to try and make it happen. There's been no meeting, but it hasn't been total radio silence. Texts have been sent. Mm-hmm. Bill Belichick is not freezing Brady out.
Okay,
again,
but then
not good enough.
All right, so let's talk about what Bert Breer had to say, is that there will be a substantial... that first of all, what Bert said that was the most interesting is the Crafts, he's been told, will not get involved.
Yeah, by several people. Like, because there's no way they're getting involved, which is smart.
My original thought was that there would be, like, and I'm not joking, like, Robert, like, one night would just be like, all right, screw it, and call Tom.
I want him back.
And go, like, what do you want?
Yeah.
But apparently that's not going to happen. And I thought that that was the only way it was going to happen, is that the owner made an overture towards Brady. But if he's staying out of it, I mean, then finance would have to mean nothing. It would have to mean nothing to him. Because
I think that he knows that Belichick isn't going to give him top dollar.
Right.
So it's one of those things where...
because my point being that the Patriots may very well want him to play quarterback, but... you know, on their own terms.
But the other thing that Tommy Curran said that I thought was interesting, and he goes, there's an appearance that Belichick is dragging his feet to bring Brady back. He isn't. And to that I say, well, then call him. Just call him and just talk to the guy. I mean, his agent talked to all the other teams, yet you can't talk to him?
He's negging him.
Maybe he is. Maybe it's like a guy trying to get the hot chick. You ignore her, and then
nice,
you know, she wants you even more.
Yeah, nice butt chin.
And he said, the Patriots are already active in overhauling their offense, and while the timetable for Brady becoming a free agent makes it tough for the team to make seismic moves to improve, don't be surprised if the team is busy on the trade market before free agency opens. The number one thing that I think is garbage is this whole nobody knows what the CBA is going to be. You know what your plans with Tom Brady is, or at least you can let him know where your head is at. You could say, Tom, we want you back. And right now, here are the guys we're targeting on the trade market. We want them to be here. We want to give you weapons.
Here's the thing is, what are they going to trade? Do they have to trade?
They can make things happen. They can move things around. And listen, we've talked to people, but I know that Bert Breer has told us, and a bunch of other people have told us, that getting someone like Odell Beckham Jr. here isn't a pipe dream.
All right, well,
that's something that can happen.
Cleveland
has
come
work.
Out, and it doesn't mean anything, but Cleveland's come out and said they have no intention of trading him. But
of course they're going to say that.
But what are you going to move a first-round pick? I mean, if you do that, you're really just peeing away the future.
Yeah, I don't know what it would cost.
Like you have no draft capital. I mean, what are you going to do?
No, you can't do that.
I just think that the best...
What could they possibly trade?
Mohamed Sanu.
Yeah, that's right. Straight up for Odell Beckham.
You keep Mohamed Sanu here for when the Red Rifle shows up to take Tom Brady's place.
You are
they
aware
got that chemistry.
There's 30 other teams besides the Patriots and Cleveland.
Fred, in a situation like this, I, like you, just have to concede to the experts. And we've had Bert Breer and Jeff Howe both tell us that that is a trade that is possible to be made.
Yeah, if you're willing to mortgage everything. If you want to give it all up and say, okay, we're going balls out for these 2 years.
If you want to give up a first and a third.
Great. On the other side, you have Dave Dombrowski left over, is what you have.
Oh, no. If they give up draft capital to get...
Dude, they blow their first-round picks anyway. Who cares? Give it to them.
No.
Well, that's part of the reason they're where they are.
Rich wants this bus crash of an analogy to make it better for our show is what he wants.
No. Because I don't think having Tom Brady and Odell Beckham is a bus crash. I think that that's actually a good plan.
Okay, yeah.
I don't mind them getting rid of a first-round pick if you were going to get Odell Beckham back.
But then you're conceding... Like you're gonna
you
suck.
Are taking a team that won a championship 1 year ago and saying, let's try it again.
Right, well,
we've given you the weapons. If I'm, we believe Tom Brady, you still got it.
And future be damned.
Yeah, dude,
like,
yes.
Like, we're gonna legit suck. Like, suck. Because you're old, and then you have no chance of getting younger. And because it would take, what do you think, John? First and a third?
Oh, for Beckham?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. At least one and something else.
All I hear is about how this team blows their picks. So why not use it on a guy that you know is an excellent receiver?
Because you have no opportunity to get younger. I mean, you are going to...
Get younger with players that don't work out, Fred.
When I say they're going to...
So, fine. Just so throw in the towel and just give it up.
These are your words. You say they can never they're bad at drafting.
They are bad at drafting.
Okay, well then why not use that pick on somebody you know is great?
Because in theory, you would hope that they could draft some sort of youth. All right, here's the deal. If they were going to give up draft capital to get Odell Beckham Jr. in a year, they are not only going to not be good.
How do you know they're not going to be good next year?
No. In a year... Because Brady's not going to be any good.
In two years.
I mean, and then how long, John, are you going to suck? Okay. We're given the age of this team, the lack of any kind of...
In the NFL, you have seen franchises bounce back and forth. If you give up, considering the age of this roster, on both sides of the football, considering the age of this roster, the way the offensive line is without Joe Tooney, the fact that you... don't have a tight end. And by the way, if you bring in Beckham, 32-year-old, if you bring in Beckham and with his cap hit, how much money are you going to have left over to sign a good tight end?
You're going to have none.
Not a ton. You have to draft him.
Yeah, you're bringing in $14 million in cap, and then people go,
cap can be moved, this, that, you can massage anything.
But there is a day.
Not enough to get a good tight end.
But there's a day where you're going to have to pay for that, and then you add what you're going to have to give Brady. And then I still don't think you make the Super Bowl.
You're in a situation, Rich, and I don't know if you agree with me or not, that every NFL team that has been good runs into. I think we talked about this last week. Sooner or later, NFL teams paint themselves into a corner. It's usually after a Super Bowl when everyone who's a free agent thinks they should be worth twice as much as they should be.
Yeah, it's when
they get it on the open market.
Okay.
So you have to get rid of four or five guys and gut your roster and start over again. For the first time... In how many years the Patriots have painted themselves into a corner? They're old, especially on defense. They don't have a second round draft pick. You have an old quarterback that is not as good as he was a year ago, 2 years ago.
So why not, even if Tom Brady's gone, how many more years does Odell Beckham have left on his contract?
I'll double check.
It's like a decent amount, right? Is he have like four, I think?
Yeah, but that's a luxury.
Yeah, but wouldn't you think that having a guy like that after Tom Brady's gone with a new quarterback would be something that would be of value?
No, there's much more important things that you would have to do, starting with your offensive line. A receiver like Odell Beckham is a luxury. And by
Beckham,
the way,
it's not a luxury if it means getting Tom Brady back. See, that's the thing. If he needs a weapon, he needs somebody that will make him agree somebody around him, then maybe that's the guy that puts him over the top.
If I give up a first and a third for him, or a first and something else, I'm conceding that I'm going to suck for a decade.
And in Beckham's case, it's an interesting contract. He's 1 year into a five-year, $90 million contract, but he only got a signing bonus of $20 million. And apparently, after next season, you can get out from under it without it killing your cap number.
All right.
So
that's not bad.
Give Cleveland credit. They signed him to that money, but they also understood the player.
Yeah.
So,
but you also are going to have to give up any opportunity to get younger, which is already a struggle. All right. So we'll be right back.
stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
I can't think that could be interesting.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Jerry Carabas from Barstool is going to join us.
Oh, by the way, you hear the... You know, this is the Prophets of Rage. One of the members of Prophets of Rage, Chuck D., Chuck D firing Flavor Flav from Public Enemy.
Oh,
he has been kicked out of the band that they've been together for, what, 30-something years?
Well, that's a shame. Now I'm not going to hear him without Flavor Flav.
I believe that Chuck D was doing a performance as Public Enemy. I think it was for Bernie Sanders, and Flavor Flav says, I don't endorse anybody. Please stop using the name Public Enemy. Chuck D ended up releasing a statement saying, I own the name Public Enemy, go to hell, and that ended up being the end of it. So now Flavor Flav, out of the band.
Well, at least if Professor Griff is involved. Dave, go ahead.
Freddie.
Yeah.
Your worst nightmare is unfolding right now.
In
the Tip O'Neill Tunnel.
I know. But that's why I don't take the tunnel, baby.
I'm telling you right now, you'd be stuck.
Yeah, what's the deal? There was a truck that turned over, 93, and gravel truck, and is it the Tip O'Neill Tunnel?
Yeah, northbound. Ooh. And the dump truck dumps over gravel everywhere, only one lane open.
Nightmare material.
Like, how do they get the emergency vehicles in there? Is my question.
I just, every time I go through a tunnel like that, I see like a small accident, I think of that Stallone movie, Daylight. Ugh. When they were in the Lincoln Tunnel, they all got trapped in there. And it was like, they made an entire movie about people escaping from a tunnel.
Yeah. I mean, an hour and a half, that's nothing. You could be in there for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, what are these trucks turning over? Like, learn to drive.
Well, wasn't there the one guy who had too much stuff stacked up, and it basically everything fell off the top because it hit the tunnel? And those tunnels are huge. Like, it was massive, whatever got knocked off of there.
I remember that. That was early in the morning.
Yeah.
Just enough to affect Dan O'Brien's ride-in.
Yeah, and that wasn't a Sturo situation where you're just a guy in a U-Haul and you go, oops, I turned it in.
No.
That was the big tunnel down the street. So yeah. Think how tall that thing needed to be stacked in order for it to get knocked off.
I mean, there's guys that drive gas trucks. Guess what they call that?
Is that the risky business?
The risky business,
right. You get an accident.
Kapooey.
Don't want that.
I mean, but you're driving some gravel truck, and how the hell, and then that there's no, like, curves that bad. What are you tipping over for? Keep it together.
Maybe they stop short. There's a car there. I don't know.
You
hope he's okay.
You can't jackknife.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're jackknifed, that's some rookie crap.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry for everyone who's out there. I'm right now looking at, like, a live picture of the Pike eastbound just outside the Prue Tunnel. Get the hell off the road. You're not going to be moving for
or
a
lock
long,
it in to 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And rip off the knob.
That's right. All right, Jared Carab is going to join us. No commercials here, just the headlines.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.